During December, early December, I was in Ghana and I'd been asked to preach. And because a couple of questions had come up within the church, I preached on holiness. The answer to the two questions was only that. The only possible answer you could give was that our God is holy. And therefore, the two situations could be explained in that way. And so I preached on holiness. Well, a day or two later, one of the Hunga translators who'd been present at the service brought me a book. And it was very difficult to read it because it was falling to pieces. It'd been read by so many people. And it was called A Blaze for God by Wesley Duwell. And so I only had a few days there before I was leaving. But I was trying hard to read this book and make notes from it. And it was a book that was concerned about Christian leadership. And he kept coming back, one way or another, to about five topics that should be present or features of the leader, the Christian leader. And one of them was always either holy or pure. These two, he sometimes used one word, sometimes used the other. And I started asking myself, well, what does it mean to be holy? I mean, it was a real question. What would it mean for me to be holy? And I really didn't know. I was taking notes, trying to work out, well, there are certain things you wouldn't do and certain things you would do. But I had more questions than I had answers. And while I was reading the book, there was one short story about a famous Scottish preacher who died, I think, before he even reached 29, a young man, and his name was Robert Murray McChane. And he prayed one prayer, and the prayer was, "Make me as holy as it's possible for a saved sinner to be. Make me as holy as it's possible for a saved sinner to be." Well, there was another Scotsman who also prayed that prayer, and this man was Duncan Campbell. And he prayed it when he was being evacuated from the trenches at the end of the First World War, and I'm not sure whether he was expected to live or not, but I think he was tied to the back of a horse to get him out and to get him to some first aid attention. And while he was being taken out, he prayed this prayer, "Make me as holy as it's possible for a saved sinner to be." Now that man, Duncan Campbell, was the man who led the revival in the Hebrides, in the Western Isles of Scotland in 1948. God had answered the prayer and raised up a man who was holy and greatly used by God. So, I mean, when I connected those two things, because I knew the story of the Hebridean revival, and I saw what God was doing. But then I wanted to take it further, and I had to leave the book behind when I left, and I was going by bus, and the bus was to take me from Damongo, where I was working with them, to Tamale, the capital city of the north of Ghana. And the bus, well, I got there at 20 to 6, and it was pretty well full. I found a seat and paid the fare, and then I sat down, and the lights were on in the bus. And I thought, well, 1 Peter is a place that talks about holiness. So I got out my Bible. I think it was on my Kindle. It was the New Living Translation, which I like to read. And I started to read. And I missed the first verse I should have latched onto, but I'll come back to that. But then the lights went out as we started the journey, and I had to wait until the sun came up before I could continue my reading of 1 Peter. And the first verse I should have read, that God the Father knew you and chose you long ago, and his Spirit has made you holy. Just having the Holy Spirit, which I think we all have, has made us holy. That's one aspect of holiness. But then I came to a later verse, in verse 15, that just blew my mind away, mind-boggling. But now you must be holy in everything you do, just as God who chose you is holy. So both of these verses have God chose you. God chose us before the foundation of the world, is the way it's put. But now you must be holy in everything you do. It would be nice if you were holy. It was a command. You must be holy in everything you do. But then it goes on and says, just as God who chose you is holy, can I really be holy like God is holy? It blows my mind away. It's mind-boggling. I just cannot wrap my brain around that. And yet Peter, the one who let the Lord down on a number of occasions, was the man who was saying this to the diaspora of the Jews, mainly in what is present-day Turkey. And he was saying, you need to be holy just as God is holy. And he mentions this concept again, that he chose you. And I've just continued that. I made my notes. I've got a single page, a summary of my notes on holiness. But that was my journey. That was the beginning of my journey. And I pray that God will bless it to us all.